you made the mistake once of having it so high, and every time he talked, all you could hear on the vlog was Liam's like, yeah, like a gulp. Hello, hello. Thank you so much for watching our vlog this week. We are joined by the amazing Artisana Skates. I'm going to let you introduce yourself and tell us where you're based and what you do, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having us today. So I'm Anne, and my business is Artisana Skates, which is in Worley in Lancashire. Our offices are based on the Sidings, and we've been there for about 5 years, nearly 6 years now.
Yeah, yeah. Prior to that, you were on the high street as well in Worley, right?
That's so right, yeah.
You're proper Ribble Valley.
Proper Ribble Valley born and bred. I was born in Worley as well,
you?
So
oh
yeah.
Proper born and bred, yeah. Incredible. So we've actually brought you on today because we wanted to discuss kind of the top five or four. Have you got five or four?
Yeah, four or five, yeah.
Four or five places to get married, elope to, and beautiful destinations. So
yes.
Are you happy to start with number one?
I am, absolutely, yes.
So number one, the first place to consider to go and get married.
Okay, so I would say our number one top selling place is Cyprus.
Interesting,
yeah,
really?
How Cyprus. I think it's Cyprus because it's, obviously it's the flight, it's only like a 5 hour flight, and it's a great destination for people who want to take family members with them as well. It's not too far. If a wedding couple, for example, want to go out there for 2 weeks, we might usually find that if families maybe want to go out there for maybe a week or 10 days, so they can kind of choose then when they go out there. It's obviously the island, it's Aphrodite's birthplace as well. And they've got some great locations to get married, whether it's in the gardens of the hotel, on the beach, or there's some beautiful churches as well. Nice. You just need to make sure that you're there for 3 days before you get married, so then you can get all the paperwork and everything out the way. And then you'll meet with your wedding coordinator, and away you go. It's really, really, really simple. And the paperwork, all the legal side in Cyprus is very, very simple as well.
Oh, amazing.
So it is our probably most popular. And not everybody has to stay in that same, the same hotel where the wedding is. So if they want to maybe choose alternative accommodation, whether they want to go in an apartment for a few days or another hotel, then they can choose to do that. So it's really simple.
Yeah, so it allows family members to maybe go for something more cost effective if they want to go to the wedding but maybe not have the budget for staying in the same venue. Incredible. So that's number one. We'll go to number two. What's your second recommendation?
Okay, so number two, not too far away from Cyprus, but Greece again is really, really popular. So there's some fantastic locations in Greece. So Lindos in Rhodes is a fantastic location. Again, you can choose perhaps maybe to have a lovely wedding like on the beach. We've got one in at the moment, a new location. There's a taverna and a restaurant on there, and you can have the backdrop of the beach behind you when you get married. And then in the evening, you've got the Acropolis in the background that's all lit up, and you can decide whether to have, like a DJ or a local band, play there for you. And then there's also Skopelos, which is another popular island. If you remember the film Mamma Mia, when she goes up the steps, so that's popular as well. So yeah, Greece, Santorini obviously is one of the big ones with the beautiful blue church domes, beautiful scenery, lovely beaches. You've got the views of the volcano. Great place. So Greece is another really popular
one. Are we booking it, Liam?
We are. We're on. We need to get married.
So number three, what's your third recommendation?
Number three has got to be Mauritius. Mm. So again, that's a popular wedding destination, and again, it's great for that time of year because most people will like summer, summer weddings. So it's great temperature, it's a great climate at that time of year as well. Again, some lovely hotels on the beachfront, clear blue waters, lovely white beaches, and also lots of activities. So again, if you don't just want, quite often, you know, maybe one of you wants to sit on a beach and then the other one wants to go off. So it's quite popular for things like hiking and biking, zip lining, you know, things like that. There's actually one hotel chain we deal with called Beachcomber Properties, and they do kind of like a dine around program. So if you're staying at one, you can kind of play at three. Uh-huh. So they have a few hotels in the same. So you're not just, you know, you don't just have to stay in one hotel all the time. If you want to dine at the other properties there, yeah, you can. And they're quite close to like Port Louis. So again, you can kind of walk out and you've got little, you know, pavement cafes and things like that, which is really pretty. Yeah, it's very lush, it's very green. So yeah, definitely Mauritius. Yeah.
Perfect. So what number are we on? Four?
Four now.
Number four.
So number four, the Caribbean, it's got to be the Caribbean, I think. So again, that's really, really popular, and also, again, can be quite, you know, cost effective for families as well. So we deal a lot with Palladium Hotels. They do actually have some fantastic wedding packages, and depending on how many guests you have, it's worked out on, you can get a free wedding, and it's worked out on how many, the number of nights that your guests are staying. So that always that helps as well. But they've got some amazing locations. So a hotel I stayed at a couple of years ago in Mexico, which was the Costa Mujeres Hotel. They've got a gorgeous chapel in the grounds there, which is beautiful. Or again, you can choose to have a beachfront location. And they've also got the adult-only side of the hotel, where you get like your butler service and everything included. But if you've got families going, they can obviously stay at the family side as well.
Oh, that's great.
But they also do weddings in their other destinations. They do Dominican Republic, they do Jamaica as well. So yeah, so Caribbean's always a good one for, again, nice beaches and nice wedding locations.
Okay. Perfect. Oh. What's the best time of year so that it's not too hot and it's guaranteed weather?
Well, I think again with the Caribbean, it's guaranteed weather all year round. The temperatures stay very, very similar, around about kind of 30 degrees. In the summer months, or our summer months, is known as their raining season. But to be honest, I mean, I've been to the Caribbean quite a few times during those months, and you know, you might get a short burst of, you know, rain, 3 o'clock for an hour. I think, you know, we had one once at 9 o'clock in the morning. I think I got up one morning. Do you know what you do? You put your towels on your sun loungers. I want to get up, and we've gone for breakfast, and it just threw it down for like an hour. But by the time everyone come down, they were saying, why are our towels wet? Saying, oh, it's just been rain. He didn't even know it rained. Okay. So that's the thing. It just rains. It's not like it rains here.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't put me off going to the Caribbean in the summer season. Maybe, I think September's probably the month to kind of avoid, I would say. But other than that, it's a great time to go. Yeah.
So for the last one, what's your number five?
Well, it's got to be Las Vegas, hasn't it?
Yes. Liam's cheering in the background for this one.
Again, if you've got a couple that just want to go away, they want no frills, they just want to get it done. They can obviously go off to Vegas, and you can have your drive-through wedding, you can have Elvis sing to you. Yeah. And you don't really need to book too far, you know, in advance. Yeah. Again, you just need to check with the countries that you're going to, that you're there for, you know, the legal requirement for you to stay there. I think America is only about 24 hours, something like that.
Yeah, really? So it is a quick drive through.
To get the license. I think I know New York is certainly 24 hours before. You just need to get the license, and then you can get married there. At Vegas, you might even be able to go and just get it done. Yeah. I'm not sure if you have to book it, but Vegas is a great one.
And
as
weirdly,
well.
I think kind of the city weddings and like that fun, quirky side at the moment is really popular.
Really?
We've seen a real hike in weddings for just kind of very low key, but then just having fun with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we're finding a lot of people now as well. It's not always about just the honeymoon and the wedding. It's the engagement as well. So people want more of an experience. They're thinking, right, you know, whether it be, you know, at the Colosseum in Rome or at the Eiffel Tower in Paris, you know, that they obviously want to book for, you know, to pop the question. Ooh. Yeah. And then yeah, obviously you've got the wedding and then the honeymoons as well. So, and obviously then the hen and the stag party.
I know.
Basically, get engaged.
We're a one-stop shop.
Yeah, get engaged. It's an excuse to go on holiday multiple times. I mean, I think you'd planned your stag do prior to even proposing, right? You're just ready, aren't you?
Back to back.
Thank you so much. That's so helpful. I mean, we've actually learnt loads today about destination weddings. It's been really, really helpful. Yeah. Is there as well a destination that is a good mini moon that you've thought about? Because people are liking mini moons as well at the moment.
Mini moons, yeah, absolutely. So usually maybe like a little city break or something like that. Somewhere like Valencia would be, you know, would be lovely. You know, if people have only got maybe 2 or 3 days, you know, off work. Somewhere, you know, perhaps maybe in Spain or... where else could you go? So you don't want to go too far, really, do you? Probably say like somewhere like in Spain or...
Because I think a lot of people now struggle. They have such a build-up to the wedding, have so much time off for the wedding as well and all that planning. They need to do the mini moon and then... plan the honeymoon a little bit later on just to give them that break and
nice
that time.
City break would be nice, even a couple of nights in like I say in Rome or Venice or you know something like that. It'd be lovely.
Incredible.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
So just to recap, where can people go to if they need to get in touch with you to discuss holidays, all things weddings, honeymoons, whether it's general holiday, where can they reach you?
Yeah, so we're on social media, so we're on Facebook and Instagram under Artisan Escapes of Worley. Our offices are located on the Sidings Business Park in Worley. Our telephone number is 01254 485574, or you can email us at inquiries@artisanescapes.co.uk and one of the team will be more than happy to help.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've really enjoyed it. I'm thinking about ditching Liam and having you guys all the time. Liam. Well, are we calling it a day on that one?
I think it's really short and
succinct. Oh, is it short? I thought we were here for a while.
No, it's perfect.
Thank you. Okay, so until next time, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been lovely. Thank you.
Awkward wave.